Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo! How are you, man?
I've never been better. How about yourself?
Great.
Good.
Football's almost here.
I know.
I'm pretty excited. I've been watching Friday Night Lights again.
They're selling football stuff at the grocery store.
Yeah, right? But Kansas City versus everybody?
Yeah, wait a second. You can make fun of this?
Well, I'm just saying.
You said that we should embrace the villain role. And he's like, you guys are the bad guys now. You have to embrace that role. It's the only reason I got the shirt.
Okay, well, I'm fine with it. I thought, you know, usually when it's like, you know, Michigan against everybody, when those come out, it's usually like, you know, the refs don't like us. The league doesn't like us.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? It's not usually like against the fans. But you know what? I would say that the fans hate the Chiefs. So, you know what? Wear it with pride. What you just said made me, look, I'm not a stubborn man. No one's ever known me to have an opinion and refuse to change it.
Right.
That's just not me. It's not who I am.
Yeah.
And the way that you said it, you know, like it's everybody being
I could be wrong,
other teams'
though.
Fans, right?
Brooke got it for me. Whoever makes these shirts, she really likes her shirts, and she wanted to get me one. I know she got one for herself, but I don't recall who it is.
Well, I like it.
But
I thought
that's what it meant. Now, maybe I just thought it was because this was right around the time the Chiefs were embracing that villain role.
Right. Okay, good.
And
you know
say,
what?
You know,
I'm
we
all
know
about
everybody
it.
Hates us, so.
I'm all about it.
But if it's for something else, maybe the person who made it's like, no, it's because the refs are against us. I didn't think about that.
Right.
But no, it's a, you know, just a casual work shirt.
I like it.
And it does feel like football is getting close.
Man, you can smell it in the air, right?
I know. It's going to get hot again, so maybe that's part of the problem. Yeah, I think it starts getting hot again this week. But still.
Because I just felt like, you know, like going outside, you're like, oh, man, it's here. No, it's coming.
Social media, the news.
We're
going
to be able to go to KU games, like right down the street.
They're talking about football.
They're playing
on TV.
At, you know, Sporting KC.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Strong or whatever.
That's right.
They're redoing their stadium because they got a good football coach.
Yeah.
The team's better, redoing the stadium, putting money into it, so they're going to play here.
They should just play.
They're doing a couple at Arrowhead.
They should just play here. I mean, I'm just saying, if they just played here, it's not that far for people from Lawrence, right?
No.
And then you got the whole city right here. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they sell out every game anyway. I don't know what attendance is like. But I thought it was
getting better.
Yeah, it's been getting better. They've gotten better. It would be cool if they played here.
I think if you're a college football player, you want to play at a stadium on campus.
I get that. I get that. But it would be cool if they did at least one game a season here.
No, they could do that for sure.
Right? And just get everybody excited.
What they should do is like what Florida and Georgia does.
What do they do?
They do, they play every year no matter what, and they play in Jacksonville.
Play each other every year.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
So they should have, because they're in different conferences, Kansas should play Missouri every year.
Yeah.
And it should be in Kansas City.
That'd be cool.
Right?
They should do that.
And it could be the world's, because we do everything third. It won't be the world's largest cocktail party, because that's that.
Right.
It could be the world's third largest cocktail.
The third largest, in the country, did you know?
Party, yeah.
Just make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Laszlo told me, I mean, this was years ago, like when I first met Laszlo. I don't remember what the thing was.
Yeah, I know
was.
They used to play all the time when they were in the Big 12, but this, you know, You wouldn't do it with KU and K-State because they're both in the Big 12. Now that one's in the SEC and one's at the Big 12, you make that the last game of the year and make it big and fun. And, you know, they shouldn't be playing each other, so it makes it a little bit more.
Get people excited.
Yeah.
It would be cool. I mean, we would go.
And since they're both really good now.
If they had been doing that,
I'm excited that I think college football could be exciting in this area. Now,
well,
it hasn't been since I moved here. Nobody cares.
Exactly.
Nobody cares.
Meeting you and you talking about college football, and I realized, you know, I've seen people wear Michigan stuff. I knew people loved Michigan. I didn't realize how big that team was. And then you start to put the pieces together. You're like, okay, they're really good. And our college teams have not been so good. Maybe that's part of it. Also, maybe people are just more into, they'll say a certain area's, you know, this area's all into pro football, or this is a baseball town, or whatever. But we've never really been into, I didn't think, now I'm not the sports guy either. So, but even as a kid, I just don't remember people talking about KU or MU that much. Talking about KU basketball.
Yeah, for sure.
That was the only thing I heard people talk about was
KU
basketball.
And why not? You're right. Florida and Georgia are both in the SEC, but they're in different divisions. So
no matter what.
But they're getting rid of all the divisions now anyway. But my point, I also, like, they don't do that in a city, but Florida plays Florida State every year.
Yeah.
One's in the SEC, one's in the ACC. When I was there and did sports talk, I actually heard that the legislators made a law.
What?
That no matter what happens, Florida State has to play Florida. No matter what happens.
I
heard that, but I don't know. Yeah.
Crazy. Well, it would be cool.
I don't know if that's true.
It would be cool if they played here and had the third largest
KU,
college
Missouri, be great.
Cocktail party.
Yeah.
What was the first thing that I told you?
At Sporting KC, too. Don't do it at Arrowhead. Make it different.
Yeah. No, it'd be cool. Sporting KC is a perfect size for it, right? It'd be awesome.
Well, make it hard to get into. Open up stuff around there that you can, you know, party at. You know, it'd be fun.
The discounts at the furniture store, the whole thing. We'll put the whole area up there.
Absolutely. Once that place gets built up, it'd be great.
Build it in the parking lot for now. Build a temporary
Mattel.
One. Oh, yeah, the amusement park.
Amusement park, just all there, and then one big, huge football game every year.
They should.
It'd be great.
It'd be cool.
Yep.
Do you remember what the first thing was that I told you, Kansas City, you know, before you pointed out? Because I lived here my whole life.
Right.
So I said something to Laz when I was like 20 years old about, we have the second biggest, it was probably St. Patrick's
Day. It was.
I think we had the third biggest.
We had the third biggest St. Patrick's Day party in the country, and I was like, shut up.
Well, you could have been nice, but I didn't know, because that's just what I'd heard my whole life. And then you said, no, every city says that.
I've moved around so many times, and you get to somewhere, whenever you get to somewhere that's not New York, L.A., every place has the third largest whatever. We have the third largest 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, the second largest this.
No, you don't. You know why? Because, number one, you can track.
Yeah.
Number two, they track, or else they wouldn't know who number one is. Once they get to three, they're just like, man, pretty big St. Patrick's Day party. Nobody checks how many people showed up to the third largest anything.
Right. Well, just think about how long I believed the St. Patrick's Day thing. I should have known logically there's a lot more people in New York.
Yeah.
Boston, we know, has a huge one.
Chicago
has a massive one. So
Savannah,
how did I ever
believe?
Savannah,
for some reason, is just unreal.
Right. So why did I ever believe I'd been to the St. Patrick's Day parades? They're pretty big. But if you asked me, like, which one do you think is bigger, this one or this one, and just started pointing to pictures, I would have said, well, all of those.
Right.
But it's just one of those things that as a kid, you're told you have the second biggest this, the third biggest this, and you go with it. And Lazo pointed out to me that happens in every city. Where they, because they know they're not number one.
And by the way, I'm from Detroit. They do it, too. They do it. Like, third largest 4th of July celebration on the river. And I'm like, how do you know that?
Right.
Actually, I would have thought you'd have been number one, so you should just say number one, because I think there's a whole other country on the other side of the river.
Right.
Well, they're like, yeah, no, we can't lie that much. Why can't you lie that much? Because they track it.
Yep. Well, what about the fountains thing? When you leave the airport here now, you know, they read it.
The second most fountains?
It says the city of fountains, and it's got a picture of the mayor. And I'm just thinking, you know, the one fountain that we all think about is the J.C. Nichols fountain down there on the plaza. That thing hasn't worked all year. They got it working for a little while. I drove by it the other day. It wasn't working again. And I saw, if you're just going to say stuff, because people say, we have more fountains than some city and whatever. Yeah. Where are these fountains? I've lived here my whole life. That's the fountain that we can think of, which, by the way, if you go to Chicago and Grant Park, they've got a similar one that's 10 times that size.
Yeah.
Right? So you're just like, okay, well, where are all of these fountains? And if you're just going to say that, then why not put anything on the board? When you come out and say, you know, welcome to Kansas City, voted happiest residents for the last 97 years, or just make something up.
I think we have the most boulevards. I think so. Besides, like, Paris, or there's another
like just
one.
Streets
like,
named Boulevard?
Like, actual. Yeah, how they
do that. Have the most streets named Terrace.
Well, that's
because there's a street and a terrace for everything.
I thought
I've never been
in
a city where that was.
Oh, really?
The case,
39th Terrace.
I've never been in a street where somebody could say, meet me at the corner of 75th and 75th. Right, like, no, okay. I'm not going to do it. I'll never do that.
Kansas City, Missouri has more boulevards than any city in the world except Rome and Paris.
Mm. Okay, so then we're the city of boulevards. Why are we the city of fountains? There's no fountains that are working. I mean, the fountain works.
Like little ones, too.
That's what I'm saying. Are you counting the one my mom's got in her front yard? You're counting hers?
Well, I think they're certainly counting the ones on the plaza that are like on the side of a building with a face spitting water on it.
Okay, but there's only a couple of those.
We have the most fountains besides Rome. Rome has more fountains than us.
Who is counting this? I'm serious. I think it's bull crap, and I think they should, if they're going to do bull crap, I'm fine with it, but put something else
up. I think that's true. We do have the most meth heads. Comes in from our Twitch.
No. That was 98 or something like that.
Well, I don't think they've gone anywhere.
99. The South started to rise, I think, and beat us out on that one.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
I found someone that we need to try and get on the podcast, Snoko. And you keep ever since the Me Too movement, they talk about in Hollywood they have these intimacy coordinators, which maybe they've always been there, but you hear a lot of talk about them, or maybe I just do. But
I've never heard of it.
Oh, you haven't? Yeah.
So maybe like they teach you how to have sex without anybody feeling uncomfortable on camera.
They're there at all times to make sure if anyone gets
uncomfortable. They can show us how to do it on Twitch.
There's that the first episode of The Idol, the show we liked on HBO. They lock the intimacy coordinator in the bathroom.
Right. Yeah, that's right. What's his name? What's that guy's name? I can't think of his name now.
The Weeknd.
Thank you. I'd never heard of an intimacy coordinator until, I don't know, within the last decade or so, and how Hollywood has them. And maybe they always had them, but they certainly have them now. And their job is to make sure that people are comfortable and that they know what they're going to do. If they want to stop at any time, they need to feel comfortable to have someone that they can say that to, which I guess is the intimacy coordinator.
I don't want that in here.
They're sharing secrets.
I like it when you're uncomfortable.
That's kind of the goal, right?
If you want to see us do that kind of stuff, you can see it at twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
Yeah.
If you'd rather not see it and just get in touch with us, you can text us 913-586-7989.
Yeah. And if you want to see Snoko dominate someone, he'll have to set up an OnlyFans. But we're working on that, right?
Man, so I can't wait for him to get in UFC.
Intimacy.
Conor McGregor has no idea what's coming.
Intimacy coordinators.
What are you doing? Well, just do it. Your shoulders are down.
Turn your head and look me in the eyes. Isn't that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
So the intimacy.
Like, how?
Imagine that you're an actor, okay? And they're like, Laszlo, we want you for this role. We heard you on the radio.
If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to the podcast from Friday.
Yes, right? Friday's podcast.
And put out that clip.
I can do that.
Yeah, put out that clip so they can see it on
domination,
social.
The domination clip. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
I was still
laughing when I got home.
I laughed over the weekend. Yeah, and then I thought, I wonder, because we're on The Rock now, and we have a boss, and he's in a room. And I was like, I wonder if that went too far for him.
Yeah.
But we haven't heard anything, so that's good. So, I did think second day in a new station.
Knock on wood.
Just talking about that. Anyway. We got a lot of stuff coming up.
Yes, including you are going to have sex with Jennifer Aniston in a movie.
I am?
They don't want you to get aroused. What do you
do? Impossible.
What do you do?
Impossible.
It's not impossible. The intimacy coordinator is going to tell you how to do it. And also, but I know, and we got this is just, you know, we're going to get to it. But do you know what song we're about to play?
No, I have no idea.
I don't have the thing in front of me.
No.
You know, this is a monumental moment for the two of us and our partnership.
Oh, really?
Yes, because we've never done this before. We've never been on a radio station where we could do this.
What are we going to do?
We're going to play Van Halen.
I love Van Halen.
I know. Who doesn't?
Love Van Halen.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
So, you're on a Hollywood set,
and
there's a sex scene.
As I'm known to be.
Right. What do you do? I've always wondered this, right? And they have these intimacy coordinators, like we were saying earlier. They're on the sets, I think, of every Hollywood production. Now, I assume they're union. This became a big deal after Me Too that they had to have these intimacy coordinators. And so they talk to the actors and make sure that they're comfortable, make sure they know what they're going to have to do. Let's say that this scene is, you know, you're with Jennifer Aniston, you're laying down in bed with the sheets, and when you lift the sheets up, you need to look naked.
Yeah.
There's different ways that they can actually cover you. They might put a skin-colored thong on you, like a little piece of underwear to cover your genitals. Sometimes they use, like in the olden days, I guess they used whatever they had around. It could even be like a styrofoam cup. They just put it over it. Or the actors might say, no, I'm fine, let's just do it. And that made a lot of people maybe on the other end uncomfortable because they don't want to be the ones to say no. So then if the woman's like, I don't want to be up here rolling around on his junk, but she felt uncomfortable saying it. So they got these intimacy coordinators, and they take care of all this now. And she wrote a book about one of these intimacy coordinators wrote a book. She worked on shows you've seen. She worked on Mayor of Kingstown, which you like.
Yeah,
right?
I love. I mean, one of my favorite shows. I'm all caught up.
What else?
I don't remember any sex scenes.
Harlem. She's worked on a few things. But anyway, she's got this guidebook. It's called Specialties for Stage and Screen. Mm-hmm. And it reveals the moments that are supposed to be these sexy moments behind the scenes. And she says, here's the thing. This is actually very common. You're at work, right? She goes, there's lights bearing down, microphones, a couple of cameras in your face. You've got a director, the director of photography, and all these other crew people watching you with monitors going. Mm. She says, it's just not that sexy. So you don't actually generally have to worry about these people getting aroused. Now I'm thinking, okay, but you're also talking about, you know, big Hollywood actors. They've probably done this before. You're going to have to worry about me getting aroused.
Yeah, but we're not going to be on there. Like, if it was like, they're like, hey, Laszlo, we need you to have a sex scene with, you know, whoever it may be.
Yeah.
Zendaya. I'm like, well, I'm getting a boner.
Oh, my God. I know she's old enough. She seems so young, though, doesn't she?
She's old enough.
She's probably in her 20s now, isn't she? I just think, you know.
Well, she's dating Spider-Man.
That's true. That's true.
If you were 27.
27?
That's correct.
Whoa. I thought she was like maybe 22 or
starting
something.
Starting to get old for me.
She is. She's only got a couple years left. Damn. Right? The problem is some guys do have, she calls it a physiological response.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no kidding, yeah. Right? You're there, especially what if this is like your first big movie? And I just think back to all those movies I watched as a kid, Terminator, everything. There's always a sex scene somewhere, mm-hmm, where the lead man, he falls in love with the woman, and they had to show a little bit of nipple, and they had to, you know, simulate having sex in bed. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, was very confusing to me as a kid, because that's the only pornography I had was this R-rated stuff that was on Cinemax, yeah, or whatever, or movies that had sex scenes. Because they were simulating it, I didn't know at that age what they were simulating. Did you? Like, when you were young, did you know what they were, that she was, he was supposed to be having sex? Did you know what sex was and what they were simulating? I just always thought he's kind of banging into her from this direction, he's banging into her from that direction.
I think I had
I didn't
an
know
idea
how the pieces fit.
You I'm did? Not exactly sure I knew where it went.
I didn't know until porn.
But I think I had a pretty good idea. I knew what they were doing.
I didn't.
They were making a baby.
I saw porn for the first time. I was like, oh, that's what they've been pretending to do this whole time. Mm-hmm. I get it. So some people do.
I remember being confused about it.
Well, I didn't think I was, I guess. I thought, that looks like fun, right?
Yeah.
Humping around in bed naked. That definitely looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So you're in a movie, you're an actor, and Zendaya shows up, and you have to have this scene with her. You're her college professor,
yeah,
and she wants,
yeah,
to sleep with you for grades.
Yeah.
If you get aroused...
Yay, me! This is my favorite role.
If you get aroused, they have to try and calm you down.
Oh, no.
You know, like, hey, don't do that. You're
impossible.
You're making Zendaya uncomfortable. Mm. So, this intimacy coordinator...
A dominator.
This is her trick. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah. So, if Laszlo gets excited over here, here's what she does. She'll have you do push-ups or jumping jacks.
Mm.
Says that moves the blood in a different direction. I'm telling you right now, if I'm on set and I get aroused and you tell me to start doing naked push-ups and naked jumping jacks, I'm only going to get more aroused. I mean, seriously, I have to do that sometimes during sex to get my blood flowing. Don't you? I mean, as you get older,
I've never stopped and started doing jumping jacks.
Oh, I've stretched. I've stood up and been like, I got a snow cone. You're getting close. As you get closer to 40, trust me, there's a chance it happens.
I've never done it.
Oh, I'll get lightheaded, and I'm like, hold on. I got to
start doing jumping jacks?
I touch my toes. I need to bend over, touch my toes, stretch.
What a weird
dude, get the blood flowing. Well, it happens to some people. I'm not the only one.
I don't know anybody else who says in the middle of sex, I get off and start doing jumping jacks.
Well, not jumping jacks. She said jumping jacks.
No, you
thing,
do that, right?
I like get up and do stretches and touch my toes, and yeah, you know, sometimes I will jog in place. Sometimes
I
yeah
take a break. Sometimes out of breath, but
yeah, but yeah, that's like I got to jog in place. Just get the blood flowing. It's all. I'm getting lightheaded. You never have that?
I've never done that.
You've never been in the middle of an intimate moment and thought I might either pass out or have a heart attack right now. You've never felt that feeling like this is how they're going to find
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but I don't. Then get up and start stretching. Be right. Like, hey, let me work this out.
Right.
I guess
it can help.
I'm like, if it happens, it happens.
So
if I have a heart attack here, then I just have a heart attack. Or I just fake it like I finish.
That's when I take a break and catch my breath, and because it's exertion that I'm struggling with, so I don't get up and start running in place.
Well, she talks about how she's been on sets that have been...
Although it sounds to me like you guys last a lot longer than me. Like, mine's a sprint.
That's the thing, and then you say you can go again.
I could, yeah.
Depending on if it's, you know, if it's a new person.
New person right
if
away.
A new person walks in. How many times, Laszlo, if you were on a porn set, and like you're going to have sex with one person at a time, and they bring her in, you finish, and then they bring in another one, you just ready to go again?
I would be, yeah.
Could you do that all day, you think? Or would you ever be like, I'm tired of this? Never been in that position, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
But, so, you know, how long before the new person shows up?
How much time you need?
Well, probably none the first time.
Right. So I'll give you...
You know, enough to, like...
It takes it. She's got to do makeup.
Put water on my face and get dressed again.
15 minutes. She's doing makeup and all that.
Yeah,
putting on
and then
lingerie.
She comes in and there's like a little bit of flirty talk.
Yeah, she's in lingerie. She has to seduce you.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. I can go right. Thing. And then the next one probably give me an hour just to like you know. Grab some toast.
So you can just keep going. You need some fruit. You need fruit, too, right?
Toast. I like the carbs.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Carbs. It's like going into a big football game.
Exactly.
You need to card up.
Eat the pasta. You know, my mom made us eat pasta before swim meets.
Exactly.
You get lots of carbs. So
an hour.
You and I are different. I don't think I could do that. But also, I was medicated at a young age, and the medication really messed with my sexuality. I know Snow Cone took the same medication maybe later in life.
I did.
But it messed with me big time. Like, it was very difficult for me to
get aroused.
Finish. No, I could get aroused. I just couldn't finish what we started ever. And it made it very difficult. And I know Snow Cone, you took it. You understand what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And it affects different people
it
differently.
It solved the problem for me because I had a problem with...
He was finishing
too fast.
Quick.
Too quickly.
Is that why they gave it to you?
One,
no.
That's never happened to me. Two, I don't see what the problem is.
Right, Lazo says there is no too fast.
Yeah, there is no too fast.
I had my chance.
It's a race. I would not take that medication before I went to the strip club. Or 2 minutes in and out.
Expensive.
Like I know I'm there.
Yeah, I did spend.
And that is a race. I understand the race. The race for the stripper is to get extract as much money as she can.
Yeah.
Out of me for the longest amount of time.
Yeah.
So she's going to try to do 4, 5, 6 songs. My job is to finish quick. My job
push
is
her off after one song.
2, 3 songs. Like, I got to be in and out.
Even if they chop that song down to 45 seconds, like they're known to do.
We walk into that room, it's game on.
Right. I'm almost
done. I know
done.
What I'm doing.
You're almost done when you walk in there and see her.
I'm further along than she thinks I am.
Early start. Yes, exactly. I couldn't do that. I wanted to, but I really couldn't do that when I was medicated. And yeah, you could stop taking the medication like for 3 days or something to let it get out of your system. But it changed me. Also, the doctor told me that there's something wrong with my circumcision. They over-circumcised me. You know, so that makes a huge difference too. People who aren't circumcised report being more sexually active, more sensitive, all those things. So that could be part of it too. I saw that guy who went in for surgery. You see that?
No.
He went in for surgery. He had some sort of skin issue, and he wakes up and they had circumcised him. He's like 50 years old. He's suing now.
Yeah.
And he said, "Look, man, I don't want to have sex as often. I've lost all this sensitivity. I never had it. Right.
Right.
So I don't know what it's like, but." I think maybe that plays a part in it, too. But for me, I have had people tell me, including people that I date, I've had them tell me, and sometimes it takes them a while, hey, this doesn't need to go on that long every time. Now, I just thought women loved it, right? Because, he doesn't.
Well,
in high school, you're worried about finishing too soon.
Woman.
I'm just thinking, I'm just
women,
guy who can go.
Unfortunately, women, I know that happens to a lot of women, where they're like, you know, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
This is not going to end.
Right. Until we just say we're done.
Right. So just, you know, I enjoy it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. But in high school, you're worried
about... that's for you.
You're worried about having snow cones problem in high school. The American Pie problem.
Well,
you
that's
finished
why
too early.
I learned to just keep going.
Right. So you figured that out.
Because it happened, like, the first time, like,
boom.
Quick. And I was like, well, this is bad.
Right.
If people find out about this, they're going to laugh at me.
Right.
Because that was very, very quick. So I just kept going.
But you could, which is impressive.
Well, that's what I found out I did. And then I kept going and I kept going again.
And you can still do it
and
today.
And then the rumor around school was like, that guy is a professional.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm talking
about. That's really
about.
What happened.
That's what
and
I thought.
They were like, and then there were girls who would be like, you know, I heard that you lasted like, you know, an hour and 45 minutes.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. I thought girls liked that. So I was like, hey, this is great.
There'll be some challenges.
But I've had people tell me more than once, like, oh, no, you don't need it to last this long. So also, it's probably partially what I'm doing on my end. But I've had people that I'm in serious relationships tell me, yeah, we don't always need this to last that long. I forget. Yeah. I think this is what they want, right? They want to keep going. They do not.
I think they probably do with better looking guys than us.
Exactly. And better lovers.
I think they're probably just like, hey, this can go ahead and finish
right.
off anytime.
On a scale
like,
of 1 to 10.
I don't think anybody was begging Snow Cone to last longer.
What?
That was something that he did on his own. Like, hey, this is happening too quick.
What do you mean?
I need to last longer. But there is no outside third-party perspective. It was like, hey, you should get that looked at.
Right. No. Right. Mm-hmm. I'd love for it to take longer. Let's spend more time doing
this. No woman has ever asked for that.
All right.
Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good a lover are you? I'm willing to admit that I'm like a 2, probably.
Mm.
I'm not good. No one ever taught me how to do it. I'm sure I'm bad. What do you think you are?
I'm a solid. Well, how long have we been dating?
The longer the better?
The longer the worse.
Oh, okay. So you've been dating a month.
Yeah, like, you know, the first time, you know.
You're doing everything.
I'm going to show you,
Oh, yeah.
Every trick I've got in my bag.
I don't have any. That's the problem. I just pull out something that you plug in. And I'm like, here, you hold this.
That's a trick.
I guess
it
is.
They're not expecting that.
I guess it is.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right, we're going to Doom School in a minute.
Yeah, talk
if
about
you'd like
news.
To join us, you can, you know, just listen. That'd be the easiest way. You can go to twitch.tv/churchlaszlo, and you can always text us. We have a text line now.
Yes.
And Snowcone looks at it, and we read them all.
Yep.
913-586-7989. At 98.9 is The Rock.
That's right.
Because at first I was saying 7989. And our boss was like, look, man, I don't want to be that guy.
But emphasize 989.
But he's like, we got 989 for a reason. And I was like, oh, I didn't think about that.
I was wondering if he would say anything. I wondered if you would just fall into the habit
of saying.
But he's
such a good guy. He like prefaced it with the guy who overthinks everything. I was just going to mention that. And I was like, of course.
Yeah. No
so
problem.
I have a slash here if you see it on the.
There you go. So you know to say
so
that.
So I know to say 913-586-7. 98.9.
That's right. So text us or join us on Twitch. Twitch, yeah. You don't have to be. How do I use Twitch? Just go to twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. LAZLO.
Yeah, right
totally
there.
And you'll be there. It's free. We're there.
And then we also have a subreddit.
Yeah.
You can go to that.
reddit.com/r/Church of Laszlo.
And so, then on all the social media, whichever one you choose to use, we're there as well.
Just find
maybe
us.
Like it tells you hate us, you're not, you know.
Yeah.
You don't like the program, you don't like the changes, whatever. You know, if you feel like you need to voice your opinion, you can do so in a myriad ways.
Exactly.
And we will doom scroll next.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.